Today's shir is Mishnah Brura Daf Vav Amud Aleph, starting Simon Bey's Din Levishas Begodim. This will actually be the conclusion of the first week of the Dir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program. We hope people are enjoying it and learning practical halacha. This simon deals a lot with tznius. Tznius is a concept that applies to men and to women, and it's an understanding that we're constantly standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He sees us at all times, and we have to remember that. So the Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph, Lo yilbash chaluko miyushov, el yikach chaluko v'yachnis rosho uzroosov, bodenu shochev, v'nimtso kishayokum shumuchusa. Basically, this entire simon will be dealing with how a person should act when they're getting dressed, or when they're going to the bathroom, or when they're going to a mikvah, going to a public bathhouse, in terms of getting dressed and undressed, and in terms of how one should put on one's clothing. So the Mechaber tells us that when a person is getting up in the morning from bed, he should get dressed underneath the covers and not just stand up in an unclothed or an improper, unattired position and get dressed. Person should make sure that he should put his clothing on underneath his covers, so that when he stands up, the rest of the frock or the garment will come down upon his body and he will be covered up at all times. The Mishnah Brura comments and says, Adam tzorich lesnaig bitznius ubusha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should constantly be aware to act in a very proper and appropriate way in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in a way that is, again, what we would classify as appropriate tznius. Even if this is at nighttime, in the privacy of one's own inner rooms, where nobody can see you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see you. Halo melo chaloritz kvodo. The ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see you is not limited by whether there's light on or not. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world, as the Mechaber will say in the next siman as well. The next sif as well. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chacheshecha v'cha'oro l'fonav yisbarach. There's no difference between the night or day, between darkness and light to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, v'chein tzorich lizor tamid. Person should always be careful. Machmas tam zeh. Because of this, shalom bimkom hechrech milagalos mibisoro. V'afilu ma'at. Person shouldn't keep himself uncovered inappropriately at all costs. And should always be clothed and not reveal his body more than is necessary. However, avol rashe legalos yodo at kuba, a person is allowed to keep certain parts of the body uncovered. That's not considered a lack of tznius. If you keep your until your elbows uncovered and your neck, tzavaro at a chaza, until you're in the middle of your breastbone. So again, we're not suggesting that somebody be covered up entirely, but only the parts that are normally covered up, they should remain covered even when you're in private. And the Mishnah Brura discusses different customs, which we'll see are subjective in a place, for example, where the custom was to keep your feet uncovered, to keep your feet covered, so then a person should keep them covered as well, even when they're by themselves. However, in a place where the minhag is to keep, allow them to walk about in an uncovered position, especially in the hotter climate, so then you follow the appropriate custom of the area that you're in, by the normal, what's considered normal for people to be covered or uncovered. Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe writes that Ein hakavona kimoshe noagim ba'osa medinos lelech b'shuk. Not talking what is the normal, subjective way that people dress in the marketplace, but Ela kimoshe noagim lelech b'vesam, that this is considered what is normal in the privacy of your home, what is considered appropriate or not appropriate coverage. Kishevshoy shevo anoshim levakrom, that people might come to visit them, how they would respond and open to the open door. And that is the standard that you utilize. Furthermore, in a country where people normally walk about barefoot, it is permitted to walk about barefoot. Ba'artzos hachamos mode, in hot places especially, she minhag ha'anoshim shom lamod yachefim, where people walk around barefoot, gam lefnei anoshim gedolim, even in front of other people. For example, people wear sandals or open shoes. So in those places, she'ein lochosh lamod kach afilu b'shas ha'tfilo, one would even be permitted to daven with such open footwear. The Mishnah Brura then adds, and he says, "V'chein b'veis hamerichotz shadarkun shum ne'odim leilach shama rumim," in a bathhouse where people obviously are not going to be clothed. V'efshar binyan acher, you can't use those facilities in a clothed with clothing on. Ein bezemishum pritzus. That doesn't constitute a lack of tznius. That's not a breach of appropriate dress. Likewise, if a person goes down to the river, or similarly, if one went to a swimming pool, mistama, raki zor livshof lubosh somuch lanor, a person should get unclothed as close as possible to the river or the swimming pool if they're swimming without bathing suits, so you shouldn't be unclothed any longer than is absolutely necessary. And one doesn't have to cover oneself up. And in fact, when you're about to go into the pool, if you're not wearing clothing, if you do cover yourself up, it looks like it looks like you're embarrassed about your bris mila. However, again, certainly that's because you're facing the water, so nobody's really seeing you. However, the Mishnah Berurah says when you're coming out of the river, the person should, obviously, in order to prevent immodesty, should bend over or cover up in some way. So you should try to cover up and not be openly naked to the world. The Igros Moshe adds that a bathhouse is not a makom shel nesinas kovod klal. It's not a place where you defer and give a cover to somebody, and therefore akin lo shayach bodin snius machmas kovod hashchina. Therefore, there is no breach of modesty if a person is in the bathhouse in an unclothed state. Ein linhog bo bitznius elam yishum hergel odom litznius beinei atzmo, and a person doesn't have to strive to maintain normal amounts of modesty, except that it's a good thing for a person to do so where possible, in order to teach oneself to be modest. Therefore, the Igros Moshe also permits lamod orum bambachulot tzorich levishas begodim. Therefore, you can get clothed, dressed inside that place without having to cover yourself up fully, even though in a bathroom, a person would have to cover himself up fully. But in that type of a setting, a person is permitted to get dressed without being fully covered up with a towel or something like that while they're getting dressed. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes the same thing would apply to a mikveh as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah adds that the clothing of a Talmud Chacham, kosh ein besor niras mitachtov, it should be something that obviously is not see-through. And of course, with the wearing of various undergarments or underclothing, this is obviously going to be less of a problem. Mechaber continues in Sif Beis and says, a person should not say, Al yomar, hinani b'chadri chadorim, miroeni, who's going to see me? I'm alone in my own privacy of my house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu melo chol aretz kvodo, God will always see you. Sif Gimel, Yidaktik b'chaluko l'lovshov kidarko. This sif talks about the proper way the person should get dressed. Should wear clothing in the proper way, putting them on one at a time, not inside out. Shelo yafo hapnimi lachutz. Person shouldn't wear clothing inside out. The Mishnah Berurah comments that this would be somewhat embarrassing for a person to have the seams visible on the outside, and he would look in a negative way, people would look upon him in a negative way. If you didn't realize this and you're a Talmud Chacham, you should take it off and switch it. If you're not a Talmud Chacham, you could leave it on if you didn't do this intentionally. However, for davening, every person should switch it around and make sure that his clothing is the right way. Mishnah Berurah then adds that a person should always get dressed with the right side first and then the left side. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds that for a lefty, for a person who's an Iter Yad, so then Yaschilubosh Tzad Yomim Shel Kol Odom, he still should put the right side on, that is the right side for all people. The reason for this is that the right side has a certain significance and importance to it. For example, when a person makes a bracha, he should be holding the kos or the item in his right hand. There's a certain chashivus that is attached to the right, and the right takes precedence to the left. The Rambam further adds that the malbush of a Talmud Chacham, ya malbush noya v'noki. Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rambam and says that a person should dress nicely. A Talmud Chacham especially should wear clean clothing, nice clothing. And he shouldn't have stains on his clothing or oil stains or things like that that make a person look lower in the eyes of the brios. He shouldn't wear very, very fancy clothing that going to make people talk about the way he's dressed. Look how fancy he is. But not poverty clothes, that unfortunately could be embarrassing for a person to wear such clothing, Ella, a tamachok mishawir, begodim, beinonim, noim. Nice clothing, not overly expensive, and not clothing that a very poor person would wear. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that a person should be careful. V'chein yizor milubo shnei malbushim yachad b'pam echad. A person shouldn't put on or take off two items of clothing at the same time. Ki kosha l'shichacha, because this leads to forgetfulness. Now this is a very complex subject for us to discuss, and we really won't have the ability to go into this in detail. There are poskim that say that if a person is not careful about this, they're not over any isurim or alav. It's not even a derabbanon, because it's not a guarantee that you'll lead to forgetfulness. But many are makbid to follow these additional stringencies that are brought down both here and elsewhere. For example, he also says that one shouldn't read Hakorei Ksav Shal Gavei Akever. The person reads the writing on a grave headstone or looks at the mace, that also leads to forgetfulness. And there are a number of other things that are brought down by the poskim that lead to forgetfulness. In this regard, one should try to follow the opinions of the poskim where possible, but again, there are poskim that state that this is not an isser if you don't. In regard to the headstone, there are poskim that bring down that this is only if it's writing that comes out of the headstone, but not if it's engraved into the headstone. There are those that disagree. To sum this up a little bit, in the Dirshu note 9, they bring down from the Sefer HaChasidim, She'eno chayav al kach. The person isn't held accountable for this. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down as well, She'en b'kach afilu issa d'rabbanon. There isn't an issa d'rabbanon involved even in not following this, because ein muchrach shiyishkach. This doesn't absolutely cause one to forget the learning. El arak gorim lahachlish asikorin. It's a facilitator, if you wish, to forgetfulness. And it's not the same thing as the person who doesn't chazer his learning, which is much more serious. Interestingly, in regards to women, there are many, such as the Chavos Das, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, and Rav Gon Chaim Kanievsky, who suggest that this may not apply to women because they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Those that are able to be zohir in all of these different ideas, kol hakavod. The Mechaber continues in Sif Dalid, Yinol Minal Yomin Tchilav Lo Yikshirenu. You put on your right shoe first without tying it. V'yachakach yinol shol smol v'yikshirenu. Then you put on the left shoe, and then you tie the left shoe. V'yachzor v'yikshar shol yomin. And only afterwards you tie the right shoe. This is again because under normal circumstances, the right is given preference, the Mishnah Berurah says. However, in regards to tying, there's a special preference to the left, which is the based upon the tefillin, that we tie the tefillin on the left hand. So therefore, by tying, the left takes precedence. Interestingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman therefore says that by women, there is no such din, and women should tie the right shoe first. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down that if there are no laces on the shoe, but they're tied in another way, maybe something like Velcro, or that they're attached in some other way other than laces, so that is also called kishira, and you take precedence on the left side. But if it's a loafer that doesn't have a tie, then obviously you just put on the right shoe first. And that is exactly what the Ramah comments. He says, "Ubiminolim shalanu, our shoes nowadays, shenlem kshira, that don't have a tie, i.e. a loafer, yinol shal yomin tchila, you put on the right shoe first. Sifhei, the Mechaber says, when you take them off, kishicholetz minolav, choletz shal smol tchila, you take off the left one first. Because as the Mishnah Berurah says, shezeu kvodo shal yomin, because this is more of a kavod for the right side, that the left side is taken off first, while the right side remains on. The Mishnah Berurah adds an interesting additional din, and he says, Kishahu rochets v'soch, if a person washes himself, or he's anointing himself, yomin tchila, he should also do the right side first. V'imsoch kogufa, if you're in a shower, a bath, and you're washing your entire body, rosh tchila, you start with the head. V'neshu melech al kol hoivarim, it's the king of all the limbs of the body. And therefore, one should start washing with the head, work down the body, right side, then left side of the body. Again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says over here as well that a lefty, an iter yad, also should yaktim lirchotz es tzad yomin shokol odom, should do the right side of the body rather than his right side, quote, which is the left side. But he should follow what is normal by all people, which is to start on the right side. Finally, we'll conclude today's share with the beginning of Sif Vav, Asur Leilech Bekoma Zakufa. A person shouldn't walk in an arrogant posture with his head held up high. Mishnah Berurah says, Shedochek Ragli Hashchina Kaviyochel, because it's as if you're, so to say, pushing aside the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by walking with your head held up high in an arrogant position. And Alkin Kosu Achronim, and therefore the Achronim write, the Asur Afilu Pachos Me'arba Amos, not even for a long period of time, even for just a short walk of less than 4 Amos, 6 to 8 feet. You shouldn't walk in this manner. And likewise, even if you're not even walking, if you're just standing up, a person shouldn't stand in this arrogant type of a posture. We'll learn more about this in tomorrow's Shia. Yasher Koyach to all those who have completed the first week of this Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi cycle.